Astrophysics in a Nutshell by Dan Mouse. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Astrophysics in a Nutshell by Dan Mouse is a comprehensive introduction to the field of astrophysics. It covers a wide range of topics, from the basics of astronomy and astrophysics to the most advanced topics in the field. The book is divided into four parts: Introduction to Astronomy and Astrophysics, the Solar System, Stars and Galaxies, and Cosmology. The Introduction to Astronomy and Astrophysics section provides an overview of the field, including the history of astronomy, the tools and techniques used in astronomy, and the physical laws that govern the universe. It also covers the basics of light and radiation, the properties of stars and galaxies, and the structure of the universe. The Solar System section covers the planets, moons, asteroids, comets, and other objects in our solar system. It also discusses the formation of the solar system, the evolution of the planets, and the search for life beyond Earth. The Stars and Galaxies section covers the properties of stars, the formation and evolution of galaxies, and the structure of the universe. It also discusses the search for dark matter and dark energy, and the search for extrasolar planets. The Cosmology section covers the origin and evolution of the universe, the Big Bang, and the structure of the universe. It also discusses the search for dark matter and dark energy, and the search for extrasolar planets. Overall, Astrophysics in a Nutshell is an excellent introduction to the field of astrophysics. It provides a comprehensive overview of the field, from the basics to the most advanced topics. It is an invaluable resource for anyone interested in learning more about the universe. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The Sun is the closest star to Earth and is composed of mostly hydrogen and helium. It is the source of energy for life on Earth and is the most studied star in the universe. Main idea number 2. Stellar evolution. Stars are born from clouds of gas and dust, and their evolution is determined by their mass. Stars eventually die, leaving behind remnants such as white dwarfs, neutron stars, and black holes. Main idea number 3. Galaxies. Galaxies are collections of stars, gas, and dust held together by gravity. They come in a variety of shapes and sizes, and the Milky Way is the galaxy that contains our solar system. Main idea number 4. Cosmology. Cosmology is the study of the origin, evolution, and structure of the universe. It is a rapidly evolving field of research, and the Big Bang Theory is the most widely accepted model of the universe. Main idea number 5. Dark matter and dark energy. Dark matter and dark energy are mysterious components of the universe that cannot be seen directly, but their presence is inferred from their gravitational effects. Main idea number 6. Gravitational lensing. Gravitational lensing is a phenomenon in which light from distant objects is bent by the gravity of massive objects, resulting in multiple images of the same object. Main idea number 7. Black holes. Black holes are regions of space-time where gravity is so strong that nothing, not even light, can escape. They are the most extreme objects in the universe and are believed to exist at the center of most galaxies. Main idea number 8. Active galactic nuclei. Active galactic nuclei are regions of intense activity at the center of some galaxies, powered by supermassive black holes. They are some of the most energetic objects in the universe. Main idea number 9. Cosmic rays. Cosmic rays are high-energy particles that originate from outside the solar system. They can be detected on Earth and provide insight into the nature of the universe. Main idea number 10. Cosmic microwave background. The cosmic microwave background is a faint glow of radiation that is left over from the Big Bang. It provides evidence for the Big Bang theory and is a powerful tool for studying the early universe. Main idea number 11. Gamma ray bursts. Gamma ray bursts are the most powerful explosions in the universe, releasing more energy in a few seconds than the sun will in its entire lifetime. Main idea number 12. Neutrinos. Neutrinos are subatomic particles that are produced in nuclear reactions and can travel through matter without interacting with it. They provide insight into the inner workings of stars and supernovae. Main idea number 13. Cosmic inflation. Cosmic inflation is a period of rapid expansion of the universe that occurred shortly after the Big Bang. It explains the uniformity of the universe on large scales and is supported by observations. Main idea number 14. Dark ages. The dark ages of the universe were a period of time shortly after the Big Bang when the universe was filled with neutral hydrogen gas. This period ended when the first stars and galaxies formed. Main idea number 15. Large-scale structure. The large-scale structure of the universe is the arrangement of galaxies and other objects on the largest scales. It is believed to be the result of the growth of small fluctuations in the early universe. Main idea number 16. Cosmic web. The cosmic web is a network of filaments of galaxies and other objects that form the large-scale structure of the universe. It is believed to be the result of the gravitational collapse of matter in the early universe. Main idea number 17. Cosmic acceleration. The cosmic acceleration is the observation that the expansion of the universe is accelerating, rather than slowing down as expected. It is believed to be caused by a mysterious form of energy called dark energy. Main idea number 18. Cosmic reionization. Cosmic reionization is the process by which the neutral hydrogen gas in the early universe was ionized by the first stars and galaxies. It marks the end of the dark ages and the beginning of the modern universe. Main idea number 19. Cosmic shear. Cosmic shear is a phenomenon in which the light from distant galaxies is distorted by the gravitational pull of intervening matter. It is a powerful tool for studying the large-scale structure of the universe. Main idea number 20. Cosmic variance. Cosmic variance is the uncertainty in measurements of the universe due to the finite size of the observable universe. It is an important consideration when making cosmological measurements. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The Sun is the closest star to Earth and is composed of mostly hydrogen and helium. It is the source of energy for life on Earth and is the most studied star in the universe. It is a yellow dwarf star, meaning it is relatively small and cool compared to other stars. The Sun is the center of our solar system and is responsible for providing the energy that sustains life on Earth. It is estimated to be about 4.6 billion years old and is expected to remain in its current state for another 5 billion years. The Sun is composed of several layers, including the core, the radiative zone, the convective zone, and the photosphere. The core is the hottest part of the Sun and is where nuclear fusion takes place. This is the process that produces the energy that is released from the Sun. The radiative zone and convective zone are responsible for transporting the energy produced in the core to the photosphere, which is the visible surface of the Sun. The photosphere is the layer that emits the light and heat that we experience on Earth. The Sun is constantly changing and is affected by a variety of factors, including solar flares, sunspots, and coronal mass ejections. Solar flares are sudden bursts of energy that are released from the Sun and can cause disruptions in communication systems on Earth. Sunspots are dark spots on the surface of the Sun that are caused by intense magnetic fields. Coronal mass ejections are large clouds of charged particles that are released from the Sun and can cause disruptions in communication systems and power grids on Earth. The Sun is an incredible source of energy and is essential for life on Earth. It is constantly changing and is affected by a variety of factors. It is important to understand the Sun and its effects on Earth in order to protect ourselves from its powerful energy. Main idea number 2. Stellar evolution is the process by which stars form, evolve, and eventually die. Stars are born from clouds of gas and dust, and their evolution is determined by their mass. As stars age, they become brighter and hotter, burning through their fuel and eventually reaching a point where they can no longer sustain themselves. At this point, stars will either expand into red giants or supergiants, or collapse into white dwarfs, neutron stars, or black holes. The life cycle of a star is determined by its mass. More massive stars will burn through their fuel more quickly, and will reach the end of their life cycle sooner than lower mass stars. Smaller stars, such as our Sun, will remain in the main sequence for billions of years, while more massive stars will only remain in the main sequence for a few million years. When stars reach the end of their life cycle, they will either expand into red giants or supergiants, or collapse into white dwarfs, neutron stars, or black holes. Red giants and supergiants will eventually shed their outer layers, leaving behind a white dwarf or neutron star. Black holes are formed when the core of a massive star collapses in on itself, creating an object so dense that not even light can escape its gravitational pull. Stellar evolution is an ongoing process, and stars are constantly being born, evolving, and dying. By studying the life cycles of stars, we can gain insight into the formation and evolution of galaxies, and the universe as a whole. Main idea number 3. Galaxies are some of the most fascinating objects in the universe. They are vast collections of stars, gas, and dust, held together by gravity. Galaxies come in a variety of shapes and sizes, ranging from small dwarf galaxies to giant elliptical galaxies. Our own Milky Way is a spiral galaxy, with a diameter of about 100,000 light-years. It contains hundreds of billions of stars, and our own solar system is located within it. The study of galaxies is a major field of astrophysics. Astronomers have discovered that galaxies are not distributed randomly throughout the universe, but instead form large clusters and superclusters. They have also found that galaxies are not static, but are constantly evolving and interacting with each other. By studying galaxies, we can learn more about the structure and evolution of the universe, and gain insight into our own place in it. Main idea number 4. Cosmology is a fascinating field of study that seeks to understand the origin, evolution, and structure of the universe. It is a rapidly evolving field of research, and the Big Bang Theory is the most widely accepted model of the universe. This theory states that the universe began from a single, infinitely dense point, and has been expanding ever since. It also suggests that the universe is composed of matter and energy, and that the laws of physics are the same everywhere. Cosmologists use a variety of tools to study the universe, including observations of distant galaxies, computer simulations, and mathematical models. By studying the structure of the universe, cosmologists can learn about its history and evolution. They can also use their findings to make predictions about the future of the universe. Cosmology is an exciting field of research, and its discoveries have the potential to revolutionize our understanding of the universe. Main idea number 5. Dark matter and dark energy are two of the most mysterious components of the universe. They cannot be seen directly, but their presence is inferred from their gravitational effects. Dark matter is believed to make up the majority of the matter in the universe, yet its exact nature is still unknown. Dark energy is an even more mysterious component, believed to be responsible for the accelerated expansion of the universe. Its exact nature is also unknown, but it is thought to be some form of energy that permeates all of space. Dark matter and dark energy are both believed to be essential components of the universe, yet their exact nature remains a mystery. Scientists are actively researching these components in an effort to better understand their properties and how they interact with the rest of the universe. By doing so, they hope to gain a better understanding of the universe as a whole and how it has evolved over time. Main idea number 6. Gravitational lensing is a phenomenon in which light from distant objects is bent by the gravity of massive objects, resulting in multiple images of the same object. This effect is caused by the curvature of space-time due to the presence of a massive object, such as a galaxy or a cluster of galaxies. The light from the distant object is bent around the massive object, creating multiple images of the same object. This effect can be used to study distant objects that would otherwise be too faint to observe. It can also be used to measure the mass of the intervening object, as well as the distribution of dark matter in the universe. Gravitational lensing can be used to study a variety of astrophysical phenomena, such as the structure of galaxies, the distribution of dark matter, and the expansion of the universe. It can also be used to measure the mass of distant objects, such as black holes and neutron stars. Gravitational lensing can also be used to study the properties of the cosmic microwave background radiation, which is the oldest light in the universe. Gravitational lensing is an important tool for understanding the universe, and it has been used to make some of the most important discoveries in astrophysics. It has been used to measure the mass of distant galaxies, to study the structure of the universe, and to measure the properties of the cosmic microwave background radiation. Gravitational lensing is an invaluable tool for understanding the universe, and it will continue to be used to make new discoveries in the future. Main idea number 7. Black holes are some of the most mysterious and fascinating objects in the universe. They are regions of space-time where gravity is so strong that nothing, not even light, can escape. This means that they are completely invisible, since no light can escape from them. Black holes are believed to exist at the center of most galaxies, and they can have masses millions or even billions of times greater than that of our Sun. The intense gravity of a black hole can cause matter to be pulled in from its surroundings, forming an accretion disk around the black hole. This disk can become extremely hot, and can emit X-rays and other forms of radiation. This radiation can be detected by telescopes, allowing us to study the properties of black holes. Black holes are also believed to be the source of some of the most energetic events in the universe, such as gamma-ray bursts. These bursts are thought to be caused by the collision of two black holes, or the merger of a black hole with a neutron star. Black holes are some of the most extreme objects in the universe, and their study has led to many new insights into the nature of space and time. They remain one of the most mysterious and fascinating objects in the universe, and their study continues to provide us with new and exciting discoveries. Main idea number 8. Active galactic nuclei, AGN, are regions of intense activity at the center of some galaxies, powered by supermassive black holes. These objects are among the most luminous and energetic sources in the universe, and can be detected across the entire electromagnetic spectrum. AGN are thought to be the result of gas and dust falling into the supermassive black hole at the center of the galaxy, which is then heated and accelerated to high velocities, producing a powerful outflow of radiation. This radiation is then absorbed by the surrounding gas and dust, producing a bright, compact source of light. The most common type of AGN is a quasar, which is a bright, compact source of light that is powered by a supermassive black hole. Quasars are the most luminous objects in the universe, and can be detected across the entire electromagnetic spectrum. Quasars are thought to be the result of gas and dust falling into the supermassive black hole at the center of the galaxy, which is then heated and accelerated to high velocities, producing a powerful outflow of radiation. This radiation is then absorbed by the surrounding gas and dust, producing a bright, compact source of light. AGN are also thought to be the source of powerful jets of particles that can be detected in radio and X-ray wavelengths. These jets are thought to be produced by the same process that produces the outflow of radiation, but instead of being absorbed by the surrounding gas and dust, the particles are accelerated to high velocities and escape the galaxy. These jets can be detected across the entire electromagnetic spectrum, and are thought to be responsible for the production of high-energy cosmic rays. AGN are some of the most energetic objects in the universe, and their study has provided us with a wealth of information about the structure and evolution of galaxies. By studying AGN, we can learn more about the formation and evolution of galaxies, as well as the nature of the supermassive black holes that power them. Main idea number 9. Cosmic rays are high-energy particles that originate from outside the solar system. They are composed of protons, electrons, and other atomic nuclei, and are believed to be accelerated to high energies by supernova explosions, black holes, and other extreme astrophysical phenomena. Cosmic rays can be detected on Earth using particle detectors, and they provide us with a unique window into the nature of the universe. By studying the properties of cosmic rays, we can learn about the origin and evolution of the universe, the structure of galaxies, and the nature of dark matter and dark energy. Cosmic rays can also be used to study the Earth's atmosphere. By measuring the flux of cosmic rays at different altitudes, we can learn about the composition of the atmosphere and how it changes with altitude. This information can be used to study climate change, air pollution, and other environmental issues. Cosmic rays can also be used to study the sun. By measuring the flux of cosmic rays at different energies, we can learn about the sun's magnetic field and how it affects the Earth's climate. This information can be used to better understand the sun's influence on the Earth's climate and to predict future climate change. Main idea number 10. The cosmic microwave background, CMB, is a faint glow of radiation that is left over from the Big Bang. It is the oldest light in the universe, having been emitted about 380,000 years after the Big Bang. The CMB is a powerful tool for studying the early universe, as it provides us with a snapshot of the universe at a very early stage in its evolution. It is also an important piece of evidence for the Big Bang theory, as it provides us with a direct observation of the universe at a time when it was still in its infancy. The CMB is composed of photons, which are particles of light. These photons have been traveling through space for billions of years, and have been redshifted due to the expansion of the universe. This redshift has caused the photons to have a longer wavelength, and thus a lower energy. This means that the CMB is composed of microwaves, which is why it is referred to as the cosmic microwave background. The CMB is an invaluable tool for studying the early universe. By studying the CMB, we can learn about the composition of the universe at the time of the Big Bang, as well as the density and temperature of the universe at that time. We can also use the CMB to study the structure of the universe, as the CMB is composed of photons that have been traveling through space for billions of years, and thus have been affected by the structure of the universe. The CMB is an important piece of evidence for the Big Bang theory, as it provides us with a direct observation of the universe at a time when it was still in its infancy. It also provides us with a snapshot of the universe at a very early stage in its evolution, which helps us to understand how the universe has evolved over time. Main idea number 11. Gamma ray bursts, GRBs, are some of the most energetic and mysterious events in the universe. They are brief flashes of gamma-ray radiation that last anywhere from a few milliseconds to a few minutes. GRBs are thought to be caused by the collapse of a massive star or the merger of two neutron stars, and they can release more energy in a few seconds than the sun will in its entire lifetime. GRBs are detected by satellites that monitor the sky for high-energy radiation. When a GRB is detected, astronomers can use the data to determine its location and distance from Earth. This information can then be used to study the event in more detail, such as by looking for the afterglow of the burst in other wavelengths of light. GRBs are important for understanding the physics of extreme events in the universe, such as the formation of black holes and the evolution of galaxies. They can also be used to probe the structure of the universe, since the amount of energy they release is affected by the expansion of the universe. Main idea number 12. Neutrinos are some of the most mysterious particles in the universe. They are produced in nuclear reactions, such as those that occur in the cores of stars, and can travel through matter without interacting with it. This makes them incredibly difficult to detect, as they pass through most materials without leaving a trace. However, their presence can be inferred from the energy they carry away from the reaction, and they can provide us with valuable insight into the inner workings of stars and supernovae. Neutrinos come in three types, or flavors: electron, muon, and tau. They are all electrically neutral, and have very little mass. They interact with matter only through the weak nuclear force, and can pass through the earth without being absorbed or scattered. This makes them ideal for studying distant objects, as they can travel vast distances without being affected by intervening matter. Neutrinos are also important for understanding the evolution of the universe. They are produced in large numbers in the Big Bang, and their presence can help us to understand the early stages of the universe. They can also provide clues about the nature of dark matter, as they can interact with it in ways that other particles cannot. Neutrinos are an incredibly important part of astrophysics, and their study has provided us with invaluable insight into the universe. They are a fascinating and mysterious particle, and their study continues to yield new and exciting discoveries. Main idea number 13. Cosmic inflation is a period of rapid expansion of the universe that occurred shortly after the Big Bang. It is believed to have lasted for a fraction of a second, during which the universe expanded exponentially. This period of rapid expansion is thought to have been driven by a form of energy known as the inflaton field, which is believed to have been responsible for the rapid expansion of the universe. This period of inflation is thought to have been responsible for the uniformity of the universe on large scales, as well as for the formation of the large-scale structure of the universe. The evidence for cosmic inflation comes from observations of the cosmic microwave background radiation, which is a relic of the Big Bang. The cosmic microwave background radiation is observed to be extremely uniform on large scales, which is consistent with the idea of cosmic inflation. Additionally, the large-scale structure of the universe, such as galaxies and clusters of galaxies, is also consistent with the idea of cosmic inflation. Cosmic inflation is an important part of the current cosmological model, and is supported by a variety of observations. It is an important part of understanding the origin and evolution of the universe, and is an area of active research. Main idea number 14. The Dark Ages of the universe were a period of time shortly after the Big Bang when the universe was filled with neutral hydrogen gas. This period lasted for about 400 million years, and ended when the first stars and galaxies began to form. During this time, the universe was dark and filled with a fog of neutral hydrogen gas. This gas was so thick that it blocked out the light from any stars or galaxies that may have already formed. The Dark Ages were a time of great change in the universe. As the universe expanded, the gas cooled and became denser. This allowed gravity to take hold and cause the gas to collapse into the first stars and galaxies. These stars and galaxies then began to emit light, which eventually broke through the fog of neutral hydrogen gas and illuminated the universe. The Dark Ages were an important period in the history of the universe. It was during this time that the first stars and galaxies formed, and the universe began to take shape. Without the Dark Ages, the universe would not be the same as it is today. Main idea number 15. The large-scale structure of the universe is an incredibly complex and fascinating phenomenon. It is the arrangement of galaxies and other objects on the largest scales, and is believed to be the result of the growth of small fluctuations in the early universe. These fluctuations were caused by quantum fluctuations in the density of matter, and were amplified by the expansion of the universe. As the universe expanded, these fluctuations grew and eventually formed the large-scale structure that we observe today. The large-scale structure of the universe is composed of a variety of structures, including clusters of galaxies, filaments, and voids. Clusters of galaxies are the largest structures in the universe, and are composed of hundreds or thousands of galaxies bound together by gravity. Filaments are long, thin structures composed of galaxies and gas, and are believed to be the sites of galaxy formation. Voids are large regions of space with very few galaxies, and are believed to be the result of the expansion of the universe. The large-scale structure of the universe is an important field of study in astrophysics, as it provides insight into the formation and evolution of the universe. By studying the large-scale structure, astronomers can learn more about the early universe and the processes that shaped it. Additionally, the large-scale structure can be used to test theories of cosmology and dark matter. Main idea number 16. The cosmic web is a vast network of galaxies, clusters, and other objects that form the large-scale structure of the universe. It is believed to be the result of the gravitational collapse of matter in the early universe. The cosmic web is composed of filaments, walls, and voids, with galaxies and clusters of galaxies located at the intersections of the filaments. The filaments are made up of dark matter, which is invisible and does not emit light, but its presence can be inferred from its gravitational effects on visible matter. The walls are regions of higher density, where galaxies and clusters of galaxies are more densely packed. The voids are regions of lower density, where galaxies and clusters of galaxies are sparsely distributed. The cosmic web is an important tool for understanding the evolution of the universe. By studying the distribution of galaxies and clusters of galaxies within the cosmic web, astronomers can gain insight into the formation and evolution of the universe. For example, the distribution of galaxies and clusters of galaxies can be used to trace the history of the universe, from the earliest stages of its formation to the present day. Additionally, the cosmic web can be used to study the properties of dark matter, which is believed to be the dominant form of matter in the universe. The cosmic web is an incredibly complex structure, and its study is an ongoing area of research. By studying the cosmic web, astronomers can gain a better understanding of the universe and its evolution. Main idea number 17. The cosmic acceleration was first discovered in 1998, when two teams of astronomers studying distant supernovae found that the universe was expanding at an accelerating rate. This was a surprising result, since the prevailing theory of the time was that the universe was slowing down due to the gravitational pull of all the matter in it. The discovery of the cosmic acceleration has since been confirmed by numerous other observations, including the cosmic microwave background, the large-scale structure of the universe, and the abundance of light elements in the universe. The cause of the cosmic acceleration is still unknown, but it is believed to be due to a mysterious form of energy called dark energy. Dark energy is thought to make up about 70% of the total energy of the universe, and it is believed to be responsible for the accelerated expansion. Dark energy is still poorly understood, and its exact nature is one of the biggest mysteries in modern cosmology. Main idea number 18. Cosmic reionization is a major milestone in the history of the universe. It marks the end of the Dark Ages, when the universe was filled with neutral hydrogen gas, and the beginning of the modern universe, when the first stars and galaxies began to form. During reionization, the neutral hydrogen gas was ionized by the ultraviolet radiation emitted by the first stars and galaxies. This process allowed the universe to become transparent to light, allowing us to observe the distant universe. The process of reionization is thought to have taken place over a period of several hundred million years, beginning around a redshift of Z15 and ending around Z6. During this time, the universe underwent a dramatic transformation, as the first stars and galaxies formed and began to emit ultraviolet radiation. This radiation ionized the neutral hydrogen gas, allowing light to travel freely through the universe. As a result, the universe became transparent to light, allowing us to observe the distant universe. The process of cosmic reionization is still not fully understood, and there is much work to be done in order to better understand this important milestone in the history of the universe. However, it is clear that reionization was a crucial step in the evolution of the universe, and it is likely that it played an important role in the formation of the structures we observe today. Main idea number 19. Cosmic shear is a phenomenon in which the light from distant galaxies is distorted by the gravitational pull of intervening matter. This distortion is caused by the bending of light due to the gravitational field of the intervening matter. The effect is small, but it can be detected by measuring the shapes of distant galaxies. By studying the shapes of galaxies, astronomers can map out the distribution of matter in the universe and gain insight into the large-scale structure of the universe. Cosmic shear is a powerful tool for studying the large-scale structure of the universe. By measuring the shapes of galaxies, astronomers can map out the distribution of matter in the universe and gain insight into the evolution of the universe. This technique can be used to measure the amount of dark matter in the universe, as well as the amount of dark energy. It can also be used to measure the effects of dark matter on the formation of galaxies and other large-scale structures. Cosmic shear is an important tool for understanding the universe and its evolution. By studying the shapes of galaxies, astronomers can gain insight into the large-scale structure of the universe and the effects of dark matter and dark energy on its evolution. This technique can be used to measure the amount of dark matter in the universe, as well as the amount of dark energy, and to study the formation of galaxies and other large-scale structures. Main idea number 20. Cosmic variance is an important concept in cosmology, as it affects the accuracy of measurements of the universe. The observable universe is finite in size, and so any measurements we make of it are limited by this fact. This means that the measurements we make of the universe are subject to a certain degree of uncertainty due to the finite size of the observable universe. This uncertainty is known as cosmic variance. Cosmic variance is an important consideration when making cosmological measurements, as it affects the accuracy of the measurements. For example, if we measure the temperature of the universe, the measurement will be subject to a certain degree of uncertainty due to the finite size of the observable universe. This means that the temperature we measure may not be the true temperature of the universe, as the measurement is subject to a certain degree of uncertainty due to cosmic variance. Cosmic variance is also important when making predictions about the universe. For example, if we make a prediction about the temperature of the universe in the future, the prediction will be subject to a certain degree of uncertainty due to cosmic variance. This means that the prediction may not be accurate, as the prediction is subject to a certain degree of uncertainty due to cosmic variance. In summary, cosmic variance is an important concept in cosmology, as it affects the accuracy of measurements and predictions of the universe. It is important to consider cosmic variance when making cosmological measurements and predictions, as it affects the accuracy of the measurements and predictions. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.km. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.